Good evening, good people. I hope all is well. I hope you guys are enjoying your day. Welcome back to the Light Series. Today, we're going to be talking light. The first part, part one, was Think Light. This right here is called Talking Light. And if you guys missed Think Light, just give you a brief recap. I started in Luke 11. Verse 34, if your eye is healthy, then your body is full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, it's full of darkness. And that's the scripture I was coming from, Luke 11, chapter 34. But if you go up to Luke 11, 33, it says, "No one lights a lamp and put it in a place where it would be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand so that those who come in may see the light." So understand this, people. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you now have light inside of you. And with light being inside of you, he will sit you on high. He will sit you high so that people can see, because now you represent him. And within representing him, you are now called a lighthouse. And with being a lighthouse, you got to know what a lighthouse is used for. You got to understand what it's used for and the purpose of a lighthouse. So the purpose of a lighthouse is to get to the highest point to where it can be noticeable, to be seen, and also help those people who are lost to come to a safe place, a shore. It's also to navigate people through dangers that they can't see, but the lighthouse can see and will navigate them to safe land. If you go to Matthew 5, verse 14 and 16, "You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." Lighthouse. You're navigating people. You're helping people come to Jesus to understand that this is a safe area. This is a safe zone. You never know who you're speaking light into. You never know. Young, old, it doesn't matter. The thing is, you're going to help somebody, or your light can help a generation. A person that's leading the household, a person that have a lot of responsibility, that have people looking at them just as you have people looking at you. And your light can be displayed to the point to where they will want to know what makes this person light up. Well, what's the source of this power here? And understand this, guys. It's maybe I was digging too deep in it, but it's kind of crazy on how the lighthouse is built. The light that's displayed throughout it's not at the bottom. It's not in the middle of the building. It's not at the bottom of the building. It's at the very top where our brains are. So if we think light and we're receiving light, we're full of light, that means we're radiating light to help people. Wait, did I dig too deep into it? I'm not gonna share that with you guys. I'm not going back. But it's some research that you guys gotta have to do for yourself. But this series here, that was a quick synopsis of Think Light. Now we're going to Talk Light. So Talk Light.
So Talk Light starts with James chapter 3. So if you haven't read it yet, I suggest that you pause the video, read it, understand it, then come back to it. If you have, then we can continue to move forward. But if you haven't, it's okay to pause it. I can't go nowhere. Obviously, this is a recording. You can pause it and go read it and come back. I mean, I wouldn't know if you did or not. I'm not here to judge. I mean, I've read it, but. But you want to move forward, so we're moving forward. James 3, check out James 3, read about it. It's called The Power of the Tongue. And within The Power of the Tongue, there's so many scriptures in the Bible that refers to how you speak to other people. Ooh! And what I'm going to do is I'm definitely going to leave the verses that talks about this that you guys can meditate on due to the fact that there is power in the tongue. There's so much power in the tongue, and it can break so many strongholds on your life. It can do healing. It's so many things that you can do with your words. And the thing is, if you're careless with the power that God bless you with to speak, it's like, I want to bless you more, but yet you're still on what I gave you, in a sense to encourage people, that you're doing the total opposite by turning them down. Now, the thought is, if you... ever somebody tells you think before you speak? Okay, so what if you was thinking, like, at a situation, and then you begin to speak, like, due to what you was thinking, right? You have some people who can be in a situation and react off the situation just responding, right? Just responding without even thinking about what they did until it's too late, and then after it's too late, they're like, man, I should have thought about what I did before I said it or before I reacted. Now, if the mind was full of light due to the things that we allowed our eyes to see, now when a situation comes, instead of us reacting in the way that we shouldn't be reacting, we're now acting in the light, or we're responding in the light due to the fact our thoughts was on the light.
Now, am I in any shape, form, or fashion telling you that I'm an expert at this stuff? No, I'm not. And even with me even talking to you about this topic, or, you know, discussing these three-part series, I'm no expert at this. But what I am doing is finding an area in my life that has some darkness and exposing it to making it a light area. And the thing is, what I like about this Christian walk is basically being transparent enough to let you know, hey, I'm not good at choosing my words sometimes, but let's strive in the direction to where we can become better. And with becoming better, we can reflect the scripture to help us to remove those dark areas, to lighten it up, so we can be able to help in the areas that we need to help other people in. So, like I said, we're going to get into some scripture here. So the first scripture I want to dive into real quick is 1 Peter 3:10. 1 Peter 3:10. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. So it just goes back to just letting you guys know how powerful your words can be, and the things that you have around you, in a sense, can basically determine your speech. You know, like, the thing is, you can be around a certain crowd of people and talk totally different than if you was to be around another crowd of people. And yeah, I realize with our tongues, it can be the most difficult thing to control and leave us with great regrets if we use our words to hurt. So it's just always just being mindful on what you say before you say it. And with being mindful on what you say before you say it can really save you and save a whole bunch of other people that you may be, you know, destroying, not thinking before you speaking, and also allowing the environment to change the way you talk. And, you know, and like I said, I'm speaking off of experience. I remember growing up in Oak Cliff, to where if I was around a certain people, I'm cussing up a storm. But yet and still, when I'm around another crowd of people, I'm making sure I don't use any cuss words at all. So at some point, you got to make a decision. So you can't say, well, you got to have self-control. And taming the tongue is very hard. But the Bible tells us that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can have the power and control over our tongue. So in a sense, it's a lot of praying. It's a lot of things of that nature to help you strengthen your spirit, you know, what's inside of you, to help you control your mouth. Because at some point, you're going to have to make a decision on whether the next word you choose is going to uplift somebody or is going to bring somebody down. So with that, guys, I just want you guys just to be mindful of those things. So, you know, going into the next scripture, you got Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any wholesome talk come out your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So ask yourself, you know, when you open your mouth, you know, what's the intent behind it? Are you using your words to uplift people, or are you using them to break them down? And like I said, with these scriptures I'm giving you, meditate on them, think about them, really go into deep thought within understanding that each word you choose to come out your mouth, you can't take it back. So Matthew 15:11, what goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. So it's like I said, it goes back to what I was mentioning earlier on how I grew up in a certain area, to where if I was using the same words I was using No Cliff into a different area that I shouldn't, you know, that I shouldn't be using at all, how would that affect, you know, as far as in being being defiled on what I was saying due to the people like, wait, dude, we don't talk like that here. What are you doing? And it's just a sense of respect. And like I said, just like I said, I'm giving you scriptures so you guys can meditate on them so that you guys can understand, you know, exactly where I'm coming from when I'm, you know, as I give you scripture. One thing that I see, and like I said, diving into the word that I was looking at, is that how Solomon, the King Solomon, if you look in Proverbs, guy was dropping bars. He was dropping bars, man. Like, I stayed in Proverbs so much, man, because Proverbs within itself, he was just being, man, the dude was just big when it came to what comes out your mouth. So, like I said, I got scriptures on that as well to actually help you. So, just like I said, just meditate on these scriptures. I'm going to give you guys some. Moving forward with Psalms 141, verse 3. Psalms 141, verse 3. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Woo! Listen, my man said, this is David, as in David was the author of Psalms. He was saying, God, I need your help with guarding these lips. So, guys, if you guys want to add that prayer in the morning, far as to help you, you know, as soon as you wake up in the morning, you're asking the Lord to help you with your words today, to make sure that everything that you say within that day, within that time frame that you have, that you use the words that he blessed on you, not words that you're going to use, but asking him to guard those lips and to sometimes grab your tongue when you're about to say something that's going to disrespect him, you know, disrespect, you know, the person, your light that has the light that's in you that's supposed to be shining so bright. So with that, you definitely can use that as a prayer, and there's nothing wrong with that. And like I said before, that Solomon, the author of Proverbs, was definitely writing some bars, man, dropping some, like, for instance, Proverbs 18 and 20 and 21. From the fruit of their mouth, a person's stomach is filled. With the harvest of their lips, they are satisfied. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So, verse 21, Proverbs 18, the tongue has the power of life and death. That's the same scripture I told you guys to read in James 3, where it talks about the power of the tongue, which also you guys can read in James 1. And with that, what I'm doing now is just basically giving you some, like I said, give you some scripture so you can meditate on and understand throughout time on how strong, on how even the authors of these books was basically telling you that your the words out your mouth hold so much power, and you guys have to understand that. And I have to understand that with myself, because sometimes I don't choose the best words to say, but that's why I'm over here in this scripture, in this word, that I can remove those, so I can get power, get my power back. Let me take that power back so I can, you know, encourage people and help them to get to the next level that they need to be in. So Proverbs 12, 18 and 9, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Proverbs 12, 18 and 9, 18 and 19, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise bring healing. It's power in that tongue, guys. It's power in that tongue, guys. And it's hard to contain. It's hard, but it's very doable, though. It's very, very doable. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. So within the light series, the thing is to get you guys to see light within the mind and talk light, and after we talk light, we're going to start walking light, which causes an action on from the mind, which is going to all come together at the end of it. It's all going to come together. Just stay within the series, stay within the series, and I'm gonna bring it all together for you at the end when we start walking. So before we start walking, we got to start thinking, start talking. Then after we start talking, we're going to start moving, okay? So the thing about it is, also I want to give you guys homework as well. Yes, there's homework, because there's things that you have to do too. Listen, people have their own thing that they got to go through in life in order to make sure their light is being shined. Like when you see the pastors on stage and they're in their preaching, They're doing what God has called them to do. For those people who are singing in the choir, they're doing what God called them to do. But yet and still, there's ministry beyond church. And there's ministry that you can do right now at home, like at your job. And say, it just doesn't start and end at the church. It's also outside the church too. And you have a responsibility as well. So with having that responsibility, the scriptures that I'm giving you is in the sense to encourage you that you are important, that you are a lighthouse. And with that, they say, here comes the homework, right? Proverbs 26, 17 and 28. I'm not going to read it. I want you guys to read it, meditate on it. That's something that you guys can, you know, remember that we're in the sense of talking light. And within talking light, that's what I want you guys to focus on. And last but not least, and I want you guys to really understand that everything that I was talking about from the beginning of this recording to the end of where we are now is the fact I just wanted to know, let you guys know how much power that you guys have within the words that you use. Matthew 17 and 20, he replied this is when Jesus was talking. Because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. The key word and the most word and the key word and the big bold word that stuck out to me is you can say to this mountain. You can say to this mountain. That right there backed up everything, all the scriptures from, you know, even James 3 when I first started the scripture, or when I first started this, the recording, to let you guys know the power, the life and death is the power of the tongue. And it's backed up with what Jesus was saying, that you can say to this mountain, be moved, and it will move. There's so many questions that can stem from that. And we can go down another way, because it's like, what if you say to a mountain, move, and it doesn't move? What's next? What happens after that, right? But not there yet. That's on walk light. That's why you gotta stay the walk light. So, what you saying that you can say to a mountain, mountain, be moved? It just shows you the value and the power that you have in your words. Now, if you can move mountains with saying mountain, be moved, imagine what you can say to a person. Imagine how much life you can give a person. Imagine how you can destroy somebody just within the words that you use. So I hope that this recording helps you understand the power of the words that you have, and that you use them more carefully, and within the sense of asking God to guard your lips every day that you have breath, to help you to control something that has so much power in it. And with that, guys, that's the end of Talk Light. And I hope that all these scriptures that I gave you help you in the sense of let you know how strong and powerful that your words are. And that I'm going through the same thing you're going through in the sense of trying to control this tongue, because, you know, I have my moments where I'm not the best. I didn't use the best choice of words. But that's why this scripture, and that's why these records, and that's why these conversations that we have to make each other better are here for. That's why they put in place for. For moments like this, to be as transparent as I can with you so I can help you and you can help me become the best that we can be, within the sense of taking those things that we have in darkness and bring them to light so they can be exposed, so we can go to the next thing, to strive to be more like Christ. So I thank you guys for listening to the recording. Next coming up is called Walk Light. Enjoy your day, praying for you, and you guys have a lovely day. In Jesus' name, amen.